Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them, while everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
Kit Shalell is a reporter at Bloomberg and Businessweek magazine, covering sports gambling, financial scandals, state-sponsored espionage, and more. He received a Gerald Loeb Award, an Overseas Press Club Award, and a feature reporting prize from the New York Press Club. His newest book is Lucky Devils. Welcome to the show, Kit.
Hey, George. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal lives, more about your work, and what motivated you to write the book.
Well, I'm a journalist by trade, turned author, and I like writing about secrets, things that are kind of hidden from public sight. There's lots of those around. And so I've written about spycraft, computer hackers, organized criminals, and Lucky Devils is about another sort of secretive community, which is the tiny, tiny percentage of gamblers who do it professionally and actually make money. These are like the world's elite gamblers. And I sort of stumbled across them and found them fascinating, and also thought, you know, there's a lot we can learn from them. So wrote a book.
The world's elite gamblers. I think it's been such an interesting thing to watch all these sports betting apps and then all the other betting apps jump up, and the realization or the reality is that very few people are successful.
That's right. I mean, the number gets argued about. Of course, the platforms want to give the impression that you can make money if you want on these things. But, you know, people say 1% seems a reasonable number to me, actually make money. You know, the question is, who's making money and how? That's what I wanted to get at. You know, everyone gambles. I mean, it's now so widespread as to not even be a conversation anymore. I mean, we've all been to a sporting event. You see, you know, a horde of young men on their phones. They're betting. You know, prediction markets. It's just everywhere now. So I was curious about who those 1% are and how they do it.
And what was it that sort of got you on that track? Just always looking around for different stories that are of interest? Was there something that sort of came across your radar?
Yeah, it was just, I blundered into it. I heard a rumor about this billion-dollar betting syndicate in Hong Kong. And, you know, it was only a rumor. I didn't have any firm evidence of it, but the guy seemed pretty sure that these two dudes had gone to Hong Kong with computers, sort of solved horse racing with an algorithm and made $1 billion. And I thought that was a really cool idea. You know, it's so unexpected that you would treat gambling with that level of precision and science and professionalism. So I figured even if they'd messed it up and even if they'd tried to get this thing going and failed, I wanted to know the story behind it. But then I spent a few months looking for them and, you know, chasing rumors and trails, and finally found out actually it was almost completely true what I'd been told. The number was right, although they'd made it over the course of 20 years, and they'd kind of invented this new way of betting. And yeah, once I met the sort of inventor of this method, Bill Benter, I learned that what they did with horse racing, which would seem to be impossible, you can do with almost any kind of wager. Roulette, the lottery, slot machines, poker, blackjack, anything you can bet on, there's a smart way to win if you're willing to put the hours in. And so I thought, you know, I wanted, in one book, I wanted to explore the whole range of activities that you can do and how you can achieve that.
And I think if I were just to conjure up in my mind an image of a professional gambler, it might be some kind of a degenerate that was sort of just going from job to job kind of a thing and just eking by. But that doesn't sound like this is the case here.
Well, those guys exist. Obviously, you know, there's probably more of them than ever now that it's so easy to gamble away your your wages. But no, the players the gamblers I wrote about are not like that at all. They're nerds. They're computer nerds mostly. They're analytically, mathematically minded people. If they weren't making money gambling, they'd probably be working for a hedge fund on Wall Street, or a big accountancy firm. And they see this as a job. It's not a hobby for them. It's not fun. The gambling market is a puzzle to be solved, and if they solve the puzzle, they make millions of dollars.
It's interesting. Did any of these folks start off in on Wall Street, or did they go right to gambling? How does all that happen?
It goes the other way, I think. So there is this kind of symbiotic relationship between Wall Street and gambling. If you look at a lot of the top hedge funds, bankers, and traders, they will all be gamblers. A lot of them will play quite high-level poker. Some of them use poker as a training tool for their trading. Warren Buffett, probably the most successful investor of all time, when he was a teenager, had a tip service for the local racetrack, and said he saw similarities in the way he picked horses to the way later when, in his later life, picking stocks to invest in. So yeah, there are similarities between these two worlds. But I think gambling holds a kind of unique challenge. It's not like your regular market in that if you're really good at picking stocks, if you're really good at trading bonds, you don't get kicked off your market for being good. But if you're a gambler and you're too good, then the casino will throw you out. The sports betting platform will cut your bets down to $10 or $20 or nothing. So you're constantly fighting against this rigged system, which makes it a whole different kind of challenge.
That's totally rigged, right? That's not fair.
No, it's insane, isn't it? I mean, the idea that you should be punished for playing the game well, but the bookmakers, the casinos, the prediction markets, the sports betting platforms, they make the rules of these games. It's their house. They get to decide who plays and for how much, which is a big challenge. As anyone who makes money betting will tell you, they can shut you down real quick. In the old days, of course, they'd just take you out into the desert and beat you senseless. There's less of that these days, but it's still a rough old business. But I also think that makes the satisfaction in beating the house greater. I think a lot of people can relate to playing a rigged game. I think a lot of people feel like that in their daily lives. Maybe you're not the one with the power. Maybe the people with the money, the people who own things, they're the ones who make the rules and they sort of weigh the game so that they always come out on top. I think there's something relatable about that. So beating the house has this kind of addictive quality of, you took on a rigged system, you took on the man and you won, and it feels good.
There is a romantic element to that. There's no doubt about it. It's fascinating. It's probably beyond the scope of our conversation, or perhaps it's right there. Like, for example, the Nevada State Gambling Commission, they don't say it's unethical for XYZ casino to not allow somebody to play because they're doing it too well? Or is the thinking this person is clearly cheating or using some nefarious method to do so well, and that's why we're not going to allow him or her to do this anymore?
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
George, it sounds like you've been on the wrong end of a decision by the Nevada Gaming
No,
Commission. Have you
I
been caught counting cards in Vegas?
am a simple man of words more than numbers, Kit.
Yeah, no, it's the thinking in the gambling world still to this day is that if you win too much, you are cheating by default. You must be cheating, right? How do you win roulette unless you're cheating? It's sort of impossible for them to comprehend that you can do it without cheating. The games are designed to extract money from customers slowly enough that they stick around and want to play more and maybe get a free cocktail while they're doing it. But yeah, there's no recourse really. I mean, if you win a load of money playing a game like blackjack and you're counting cards, there's no law against counting cards, just keeping track of what's come out of the deck. There's no rule of blackjack that says you can't count cards. It's just mental arithmetic while you play a game of chance. But if they kick you out and decide to take your winnings, there's really not much you can do. So it is a sort of brutally Darwinian environment where not only do you have to be really good at numbers, not only do you have to be a technician and, capable of deploying software and high-tech equipment and wearable computers, you've also got to manage the psychology of your opponent, the house. You've got to make it look like you're not winning. You've got to sort of act the part of a dupe. So there's lots and lots of layers to being a really good gambler. It isn't just being smart.
That's quite a needle to thread. Quite a needle to thread. And the risk of violence, because my understanding is that this was going on from the 70s. Is that correct?
Yeah, the sort of the high-tech era of gambling from the point of view of the advantage players, the ones who make a bit of money, that got going in the late 70s and early 80s. That was sort of the tail end of the mob era of Las Vegas. And so in the book I write about a couple of my guys had run-ins with the mob, including Anthony the Ant Bellotto, who's famous from the movie Casino, the little guy. They were sort of there, and that there was that added element of danger. But even back then, the owners of some of the mainstream casinos were not people you wanted to get on the wrong side of. There was this guy, Benny Binion, who ran the Horseshoe Casino. And I think he'd done two murders before he became a casino owner. He just shot people in his native Texas for some reason or other. So yeah, it's not a safe place to go to work. It's not like going to a Wall Street bank. That danger sort of diminished over time. A lot, I did hear stories of people getting badly beaten late into the 90s by overzealous casino security. The dangers are less, but I still think it's an amazingly brave thing to do. I mean, imagine walking into one of these mega casinos in Vegas or Monaco or Macau or wherever you're playing, and you're surrounded by armed security people. You've got pit bosses who are patrolling to make sure everything's going well. It's an incredibly intimidating place to go and try and make money and to test your system.
And I'm sure that these tactics, some of them is simply counting cards. It's using my brain. How far reaching are we talking about? Are people walking in with earphones and like what kind of stuff?
Well, card counting was the start. Card counting began with a computer, which was Ed Thorpe who invented it, ran a bunch of simulations on a really clunky early IBM back in the 60s. And the simulations proved that in certain situations, the gambler has a massive advantage over the dealer, which was kind of suspected, but Ed Thorpe was the first one to quantify it. And so he came up with a system to keep track of what had been dealt. And then find those moments where the odds are in your favor, and then you can bet big. So it started with a computer, but after card counting, a next generation came along where computing technology became small enough and widely available enough to be used in gambling contests. And it wasn't the casinos or the bookmakers that did it first. It was professional gamblers who really pioneered this stuff. One of the first wearable computers ever in the history of mankind was built to measure the speed of the ball in roulette and track the spinning wheel. And that's on display in the MIT Museum. So playing smart using maths gives you some advantage. The superpowered advantage, the really smart stuff came later when they started writing custom-made programs, wiring their own circuit boards, taking tiny wearable computers hidden in their sock into a casino so they could achieve these sort of superhuman feats of logic.
Fantastic. I love everything about that. Oh man, could use your powers for good instead of evil, kind of a thing. The first computer, first wearable computer on display in a museum at MIT was used to try to get money out of a casino. That's awesome.
I've seen some of these things, and I'm old enough to remember vintage tech, you know. And my first computer, I think, was in the 90s, and I remember what those things were like. It's like a microwave with a radio wired to it. I mean, they were so big and clunky, and this is going back a decade before that. And the things that they made are remarkable. They would buy these tiny circuit boards, state of the art, wire them, program them with computing language they wrote themselves, and seal them in epoxy resin, and they look good. I mean, they're like the size of a pack of cards. You'd never know what you were looking at. They would hide them in their pocket, and they'd have a little flashing screen concealed by a cigarette packet or something. Yeah, technologically, it's really clever stuff.
Yeah. So going through this, all the research that you did and the interviews and everything else, has it made you want to get more into gambling or run farther away from it?
Oh, it's made me less inclined to gamble. I was never a big gambler. When I go into a casino, my tradition is to make one bet at the roulette table, black or red. Black, always bet on black, as Wesley Snipes said. And if I win a bit of money, I keep it, and if I lose it, I walk away. I don't know. I mean, gambling that way makes me feel like a sucker. I hate feeling like a sucker. You know, you see those people sitting at slot machines for hours and just draining their dollars away, and that never really appealed to me. But seeing what it takes to be really good at this, you know, has kind of opened my eyes. You know, the decades of work that Bill Benter put into his horse racing algorithm, you know, room full of computers, graduates out of MIT and Yale and Ivy League universities. These are physicists working on this model. He now uses AI to help his system be more accurate than the market odds. And what he's doing in horse racing is happening in those sports betting markets too. The top 1% of people who run it like a corporation. And the chance, you know, the chances of your algorithm or your spreadsheet or your gut being better than them, I think it's pretty unlikely. So yeah, it's made me less inclined to risk any real money. I still bet. I'm a hobbyist. You know, I bet for fun. But yeah, it definitely put paid to the idea that this was a way that I might make some money on the side.
Yeah, I appreciate that. It's interesting. You look at every arena of life. If you want to be a professional investor, day trader, just make money in the stock market, it's possible, but it's going to take an enormous amount of work and sophistication and know-how. You want to be a professional golfer, it's going to take an enormous amount of work. And some people can do it, but not very many are either able or willing to put all that work in.
It's like, you know, you watch a movie or a documentary about Michael Jordan and the Bulls, and it's fascinating to see what it takes to be that good. Now, you don't watch that documentary thinking, hey, I can do a jump shot like Michael Jordan. You know that's not going to happen in your heart of hearts, but to me, it's fascinating to see the obsessive dedication of people who reach the very top. And look, the gamblers and lucky devils, really, they are the Michael Jordans of their field. I mean, no one knows their name, because they don't really like talking about their jobs. But that's the level of expertise that they have. It's a lifetime of work paired with innate ability.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needs something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.
But I still think that me personally, I've learned a lot about how to manage risk and how to manage money and how to manage my career from them. The way they think is fascinating. And I do think in this day and age, you can't really avoid gambling, even if you're not a gambler. You know, you can't escape it. It is everywhere. You will know someone who bets too much money on a sports app. Even if you religiously avoid all forms of the wager. We live in an economy now that's dominated by gambling. You know, the 2008 financial crisis was a bunch of supposedly smart risk-taking professional traders making bets on the housing market that failed. We weren't the ones making those bets, but we were all affected by those decisions. So I think it's important to try and understand this phenomenon of human risk taking it for all of us, even if you hate gambling and would never go to a casino.
Yeah, that's really interesting. Our relationship with risk, I don't think we think or talk enough about that. And to your, it's everywhere. What you're investing your retirement plan in, or your kids' college plan, whatever. There's risk that is present there, and having a better understanding of it makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it goes to everything. It goes to the route you take to work in your car. You know, there's a chance of gain if you take a shortcut, but you may lose out. What's the cost if you lose? What's the gain if you win? I mean, it's the mindset, the method, the way of thinking, it applies to so many areas of life. And until I met these people, I didn't really, I think, grasp that. Like a lot of people, I sort of dismissed gambling as something that, you know, people did as a way of losing their money quickly. But I think there's layers beyond that, and it is part of our humanity fundamentally.
Well, I can't imagine all of the stories that didn't make it into the book. Thoughts, conversations on turning this into some kind of a film or a show?
Yes, I'm yeah. No, I think there is has been some interest. I do think it would lend itself well to a movie or a TV series. I mean, the drama and the pure terror of these guys, these young nerds who took their mathematical systems into the casino or overseas, you know, they risked everything, and what they achieve is remarkable. So yeah, look, fingers crossed. I would love this to get made into a production, and yeah, I think it'd be great. As long as there's a role for me in it, and as long as I get played by Jason Statham, I'm happy.
Ah, that is right on the money right there. Can't tell like that a lot. That's awesome. I'd be remiss to not to ask you. You're a professional writer, an award-winning writer. How has artificial intelligence changed your work, your industry, if at all?
I mean, it's having a huge impact on the field of journalism, as I'm sure people will have read about. AI can write now. I know a lot of people use it to write words for them. I still think that it's not particularly good at it. My job is safe for a few years yet. But yeah, you know that the latest scandal is whole books being you know drafted by an AI model and sold to the public as human authored. My feelings about it are is that as this stuff becomes more common, I think the premium of a really good human in whether it's journalism or writing books or podcasting, the premium of like high quality human endeavor, I think will have to go up. Anyone can ask a large language model to create something for them. Not that many people can create something original and brilliant for themselves. I hope that the phenomenon of AI drives resources and reward to people who are really good at their jobs.
Amen. Okay. Thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? Where can they get their copy of Lucky Devils?
Lucky Devils, you can get it on Amazon or on the Simon and Schuster website. I believe it's in bookstores, although you never can tell. Yeah, I'm on LinkedIn, I'm on X. I'm easy to find, and a lot of my work's on the Bloomberg website as well. If you search my name, Chelell, you'll find a few of my gambling stories there.
Excellent. Well, if you enjoyed this as much as I did, show Kit your appreciation. Share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Pick up your copy of Lucky Devils on Amazon or Simon & Schuster. You can follow Kit on LinkedIn and X, as well as Bloomberg. I will link all of those in the notes of the show. Thanks again, Kit.
Thank you so much, George.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.